Let's say good morning to filmmaker Reed Davenport. He has a showing of his movie at three showings at the Milwaukee Film Festival currently going on at the Oriental and Downers Theaters in downtown Milwaukee through May 8th. And Reed, hey, thanks for coming on board with us today. Appreciate it, because you're a filmmaker. That's pretty good.
Yes, I am. Thank you, Tom, for having me.
Yeah, okay, so you made a movie called Life After, and this has to do with somebody who wants the right to die. Why don't you give us a little background on this?
Yes, specifically, we're looking at people who want to die who do not have a terminal prognosis. So that's usually disabled people. And we investigate this case that happened in the 1980s in California of Elizabeth Bouvet, who sued for the right to die. And through her story, we look at more contemporary stories related to Elizabeth Bouvet.
You know, I mentioned before when we were talking before we went on the air, how close was this to the days of Jack Kevorkian, who would take people who wanted to commit suicide? Now, he wouldn't do it, but he would witness it and show them how to do it. And a lot of people did it that way. Where does Jack Kevorkian fit into all this, before or after your film?
Yeah, it was after, and I would always say that Kevorkian actually did do it. I mean, there's this difference between passive and active euthanasia. And Kevorkian pretty much supplied everything. And I'm not sure if he actually administered the gas, but he gave it to you.
Okay, now, how did you get funding for this film? And two questions. First of all, how did you get funding for it? And what brought you to this topic of somebody wanting to take their life?
Yeah, funding is very tricky. Fortunately, I have a great producer called Cassingham, who helped me get the funds. It's mostly through grants. And then, in terms of what brought me to this topic, I was reading an anthology about disability studies, and I came across Bouvet, and I quickly realized that there was no trace of her life after she was in the spotlight. And I kind of saw contemporary stories that echoed the questions she posed. So then I really started to investigate.
You know, documentaries are extremely important. And I found something last night. I'm sitting just before I went to bed, and I read this story. It happened on Christmas Eve 1971. A 17-year-old girl named Julianne Kopecky was sucked out of an airplane after it was struck by lightning while flying over the Peruvian rainforest. Now, get this, she fell more than 2 miles to the ground, still strapped in her seat, and lived to tell the story. She had to endure an 11-day trek through the Amazon jungle before being rescued by loggers. Ultimately, she was the sole survivor of the crash, took the lives of 91 people, including her mother. Now, there was a documentary made by this by Werner Herzog, who made some really fascinating documentaries. It's called Wings of Hope. And this is some fascinating story. Imagine falling 2 miles out of an airplane to the ground, strapped in your seat, and then you have to trek 11 days through the Amazon to survive. That's a story to tell, huh?
Indeed, it sounds like quite a story.
Now, he also did another documentary called Grizzly Man. And I love documentaries because if they're told in an entertaining style, you learn and you have a good time watching these documentaries. And where did you get the film footage for your documentary?
Well, we shot a lot of it because of contemporary stories that we found. And there's also a lot of archival footage.
Yeah, because that's... Now, where do you get the archival footage? Do you have to go just online? Do you go to YouTube? Do you have to go to a special library to get it?
There are myriad of ways, so pretty much all of the above.
Yeah. Okay, let me talk about, now the film festival itself runs through May 8th, and there's a plethora of different types of movies being shown. And there are two theaters downtown on the east side, actually, of Milwaukee, the historic Oriental Theater, which was built back, I think during the Depression, they built this theater. And it's like stepping back in time. What a movie palace. So, and the Downer as well, which I think is older than the Oriental Theater. So it's an honor to have your film being debuted there. Now, is this the first film you made? Is this a debut movie for you?
No, I've made about half a dozen short films and one other feature. So this is my second feature film.
So what's your hope after the film festival for Life After?
Well, I mean, what I know is that we will have a broadcast in the fall. And my hope is basically to get this film in front of as many people as possible to complicate this idea of assisted suicide.
Now, it's got to be I can't imagine the experience of sitting in a theater with an audience watching your labor of love on a big screen with everybody watching. That's got to be something, huh?
It's really cool to have what you worked on come into fruition and have people watch it.
Now, this is a feature film. It's an hour and 40 minutes long, which is the perfect time for a movie, hour and 40 minutes. They say that 100 minutes is perfect. If you go a little bit above that, people start to get restless. A little bit below, people think they didn't get their money's worth. 100 minutes, just perfect. And it's Life After. In 1983, a disabled woman named Elizabeth Bouvier, am I saying that right,
Bouvier,
sought the right to die, kicking off a national debate about autonomy, dignity, and the value of disabled lives. After years of trials, she mysteriously fell from the public consciousness, prompting you, Reed Davenport, to wonder if she could ever, if she ever have disappeared from the headlines so swiftly. Life After investigates the happening of her and her story's disturbing relevance to today. This is a story that a lot of people can relate to. And it's sad that people want to end their lives. It's a sad thing, a sad commentary, but a lot of people do. Let me run over the times that people can see this at the Milwaukee Film Festival. Now, it's tomorrow, Tuesday, at 4:30 in the afternoon at the Downer Theater. Then a week from tomorrow, May 6th, 4:30 p.m. at the Oriental Theater. And then Wednesday, May 7th, the next night, it gets its evening premiere at the Oriental Theater. So Tuesday, tomorrow, 4:30 at the Downer. A week from Tuesday, May 6th, 4:30 at the Oriental. And Wednesday, May 7th, 7 p.m. at the Oriental Theater. This is great. This is great when you actually make a movie and you see it on the big screen. For all the ticket information for the Milwaukee Film Festival, go to mkefilm.org. mkefilm.org. Ticket prices, how to get your tickets, how to see the films, the complete schedule of showings, they're there. Hey, Reed, it's an honor to talk to a filmmaker. It really is.
Well, it's been an honor to be here. Thank you, Don.
Thank you, Reed. Good luck with your showings at the Milwaukee Film Festival, and let us know when you make another movie. We want to talk about that. Do you have any ideas for your next film?
Yeah, I do, but I'm not sure they're ready to be shared.
You're waiting for Tom Cruise to sign the contract, right? Before you Yeah, Tom Cruise and Ben Affleck. We're waiting for them to ink the deal. Then we can talk about it. Hey,
sure.
Reed, have a good time watching your films. I know the audience is going to love it. It's a very interesting topic. It's a topic people can relate to, the right to die. And good luck with your career, and give us a call when you make your next movie, too, okay?
Thank you so much, Sean.
Thank you, Reed. It's Reed Davenport at the Milwaukee Film Festival, Life After, and it debuts tomorrow afternoon at the Downer, then two showings at the Oriental Theater.